Penguin Random House Audio presents XOXO Cody, an opinionated homosexual's guide to self-love, relationships, and tactful pettiness. This is the author, Cody Rigsby. Dedicated to our dear Lord and Savior, Brittany Jean Spears. Without your gyrating hips and diamond-encrusted G-strings, I wouldn't be the man I am today. Introduction. I have a lot of opinions. Kevin is the hottest Backstreet Boy. Grape jelly is a crime against nature. A threesome will never, never save your relationship. Same goes for a baby. If you wear flip-flops in New York City, you do not love yourself. But if there's one opinion, no, one truth that I hold above all others, it's that we shouldn't take ourselves or our lives too seriously. And that we shouldn't let the fear of looking stupid or messing up or being judged hold us back from living the lives we deserve. It's not that deep, boo. Life can be scary. I know this. But I also know that facing the scary shit, even sometimes laughing in the face of it, can change our lives. When I first auditioned to be a Peloton instructor, I had never taught a fitness class. I was fumbling through my 20s, trying to keep my head above water. I worked as a cater waiter by day, and in the evenings, I helped the bottle service girls at The Box, a provocative nightclub on the Lower East Side, making sure no one was taking videos of the topless performers. Shaking titties has been a theme of my career. Hustling until 3 a.m. was bearable only because I got to watch a trans performance artist pee all over wealthy investment bankers. Early in my career, I tried to make it as a professional dancer. I performed with a bunch of big names, including Nicki Minaj and Katy Perry. But by the time I was at The Box, dancing was mostly behind me. Still, one of the directors there had a friend who worked at an early stage fitness company, and he was looking for performers who were interested in exercise and who might be good at teaching. That director knew I was a dancer, and he knew I liked to go to the gym. So he sent me the listing, and even though I hadn't taught fitness a day in my life, even though I was scared I might be in over my head, I thought, why not make a little extra coin? No, I didn't know what I was doing. Yes, I knew I might look like a fool. But I sent my headshot and resume anyway, and after a 30-minute interview, Marion Roman, then the chief content officer of Peloton, announced, "You start training next week." What can I say? A cute face and determination can open a lot of doors. A year later, I was working at Peloton full-time. 9 years after that, I'm still at the company, teaching cycling and boot camp and dance cardio and meditation classes to 7 million members. And I've taken my fun and flirty approach to fitness to a global platform, including an appearance on Dancing with the Stars and a hosting gig at the GLAAD Media Awards. It's been a wild ride, but it hasn't been an easy one. When I got the job at Peloton, I was in the ring alongside people like Robin Arzon, badass lawyer and ultramarathoner, and I was just trying to figure out how to teach a class while also pedaling my legs. When I was cast on Dancing with the Stars, I was competing against icons like Mel C, aka Sporty Spice, aka the hardest working Spice Girl. This is not up for debate. She can do a back handspring and handle the most challenging vocals. And it was terrifying. And then I got COVID and had to dance alone via Zoom from my apartment on national television. And to Britney Spears, no less. If there's one thing you should know about me, it's that Britney is my queen. And has been ever since the sixth grade, when they projected the Baby One More Time video onto a screen at the Guilford Middle School dance. I was immediately enthralled. Like, work, what is this? I love it. Whenever I hear Britney Spears, I fuck shit up. And it's not easy to fuck shit up over Zoom. Every time I do something new or out of my comfort zone, which happens more and more these days, I get nervous. The world is a crazy place, and there's a lot going on that is out of our control. Sometimes you need to fix your tits and get on with it. Other times you have to sit in the uncomfortable spaces to get through them. But when we can recognize the absurdity of it all and laugh about it together, it doesn't feel so tough. So laugh, bitch. Laugh at it all. Adding levity to difficult moments is what connects us to our joy, and there's enough out there trying to steal our joy. Hello, Jamie Lynn Spears. Here's something else I've been known to tell writers. In between my TED Talks on topics like black licorice, no, TRL, yes, and cash bars, why did you invite me? You are fierce. You are fabulous. You are a hot steaming plate of fajitas at a packed Chili's on a Friday night turning heads. No, not the complimentary basket of chips and salsa. You're the fajita. The shrimp fajitas. The expensive kind. That's the confidence I'm looking for from you. Rich, shrimp fajita level confidence. Because before you can get fit, before you can get paid, before you can find somebody to love who will love you like you deserve, you need to love yourself. Listen, I don't really know how to say this without sounding like a cringy asshole, but here it goes. I always knew I was a star. I knew I was special. Even when I was being told that everything about who I was wrong. And that negativity came at me a lot. As a kid, I got made fun of for acting like a girl. I got ridiculed for loving to dance. I was the boy in seventh grade teaching the girls the Oops, I Did It Again choreography. You know, those filler days at the end of the year when testing is over but summer break hasn't started yet. By the end of those 2 days in the year 2000, every 13-year-old girl in my class knew how to move like Britney in her red vinyl catsuit. Not exactly under the radar. Even as an out gay man, I felt pressure to play the part of that hyper-masculine gay guy, a role that is very not me, because that's what lots of men gravitate to. But even when I was trying to hide my authentic self or change myself to fit a mold, I believed deep down that one day I would shine. As a kid, I thought I would be an actor because that's what stars did. Then, when I realized I couldn't act, I thought I'd be a dancer. And I had some success there, and plenty of failures too. It wasn't until I landed at Peloton and was finally being validated for being gay as fuck that I could look back and say, see, bitch, you always knew you were a star. People tried to convince you that you weren't worthy, that you were extra, that you needed to be different, but you had it all along. That said, feeling destined for stardom and loving yourself are not the same thing. Even if loving other people comes naturally, it's hard to hold the mirror up to ourselves and face all the insecurities and messiness of our lives and still remember that we're that bitch. For me, that aha moment came after a breakup. I'd been dating a guy that I loved a lot, and the relationship ended because I cheated on him. Well, there was some gray area based on what we'd agreed upon, but I definitely hurt this person that I cared about, and I realized I had some real work to do. I understood that if I could sabotage my own happiness so severely, if I could get in my own way like that, then I needed to focus on loving myself. That's when I began to connect to the idea of self-love, to prioritize it for myself, and start encouraging it in others. So, a lot of this book will touch on just that, how to love yourself. Because it can be confusing. Self-love doesn't mean never being sad or not having a hard time. It means valuing yourself enough to feel those feelings while still knowing your worth. And it means pressing pause on the wallowing long enough to take care of yourself in the ways that you need. I often define self-love as the act of differentiating between what you need and what you want. Sometimes what you want is a rest day, but sometimes you truly need a rest day. Sometimes you want another vodka soda, but what you actually need is a gallon of H2O. You might want a hot guy with tattoos that leaves you on red for 12 hours and then gives you one-word answers, but what you need is a nice guy with a good job who talks to his mom once a week. And while you're listening to this book, learning for yourself the difference between what you want and what you need, well, I'm not saying I'll fill in any gaps by telling you what you need, but I am here to say that nobody, for example, needs a wooden live, laugh, love sign from Home Goods in their living room. They just don't. It's time to elevate your decor. You're welcome, Susan. Which brings me back to the beginning of this introduction and all those opinions I've mentioned. I've had them all my life. I was an energetic and talkative little boy who turned into a brash and upfront man. It has gotten me into trouble, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm an opinionated homosexual. I can't help it. When it comes to my takes on pop culture or modern day behavior, those observations...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?